Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a campaign to allow all hospitality to open on the same day as hotel restaurants is gaining public support, including from several TDs. The plan has been launched by Paul Trevo of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney, and he joins us now on the line. I'm also joined by Cliona Ní Chealaí, consultant in infectious diseases in St James's Hospital. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. I'll come to yourself, Paul, first, and you might tell us why you have started this campaign.
Sarah, hi, how are you doing? Thanks very much, and thanks for having me on. So basically what we're looking to do is we're looking to unite all of hospitality, and we're asking to be afforded the same respect as hotels, to be all open up at the same time, doing the same guidelines as indoor dining, and very, very important that we point out that it is done safely and that everybody acts responsibly. So that's exactly what we're looking for, and it's getting a huge amount of support because we don't understand why it's okay to do something in a hotel. And by the way, I just want to clarify, we're delighted hotels have been given the green light for the 2nd of June, and we're just hoping to get the same.
And in terms of what that would look like then, if this was to go ahead, would it be all bars, restaurants, cafes, all to be open at full capacity for indoor dining or drinking from the 2nd of June?
No, definitely not. I mean, what we have outlined in the plan is obviously safety, and public safety is paramount. And we're saying that we can easily do it at 50 to 60% capacity. It's not ideal, obviously. But the problem is that if hotels can open and nobody else can, we it's not even a risk. It's happening already. We will lose all our staff if we have to wait until a suggested time. And there's still, by the way, nobody knows. We haven't been given any dates to open for indoor dining yet. It could be July, start of July or end of July, that we run the risk of, we haven't been open in 9 months, pubs haven't been open for 14 months. It's going to take us obviously a few weeks to get back into the swing of things. And particularly in rural Ireland, where you've got seasonality, we have 4 to 6 weeks trade till we get to the end of August. And that's simply not enough time to get us through the rest of the winter season and to get us through to March. And we're just saying there's going to be an absolute huge economic disaster coming down the line if we're not open on the 2nd of June.
All right, Cliona, I'll come to yourself on this then. And you can understand the rationale behind this call, can't you? Because we see the hotels will be allowed to serve customers for indoor dining from the 2nd of June. I mean, it's effectively the same thing. People will be sitting down and eating in an indoor environment in a hotel. So if they can do that in a hotel, why can't they do that in a restaurant?
So I completely understand, and it's incredibly difficult for restaurant owners and for people who work in that sector. It's just a numbers game. There'll be much fewer people eating indoors in hotels as hotel overnight guests than there will be if we open up the restaurants fully. And unfortunately, I think, the past year has really shown us that COVID is spread very much indoors. We now know that it's transmitted by aerosols, and even reducing capacity 2 metre distances aren't enough to keep people safe when they're in a setting in which they're indoors without wearing masks, because you can't eat and drink while you're wearing a mask. I absolutely love to go out for a meal in a restaurant, but I don't think we're not at that point yet. It's not. We still have quite high levels of community transmission. If those levels go up, even though we've vaccinated the most vulnerable, there will still be younger people who will get COVID and will either be unfortunate and get very severely unwell and end up in ICU, or who may get long COVID and be very unwell for a very long period thereafter. So unfortunately, I don't think we're there yet.
So it's not, you don't think we're there in terms that it's just not safe yet?
Yeah.
But does that mean
it's
then
it's
not safe in hotels either then?
I have to say, I wouldn't be going to a hotel and eating indoors in a hotel either at the moment. I don't think that is safe either. Now, that is a decision that I haven't made. But, it's the same. It's the shared airspace. And I presume, the people who made that decision are thinking, well, that's a relatively small number of people who will go overnight, stay in a hotel and eat there. So it's just fewer people taking that risk than if, you have all restaurants open, large numbers of people going to them. But it's no safer. You're completely right there, Sarah.
Mm. Well, sorry, it was a question. I don't know either way.
Well, you're right.
Right.
No, it is. It's the same. It's okay. The same thing. It's just that fewer people will be doing something risky,
okay,
I presume, is the rationale.
Paul, what do you make of that?
I think there's some brilliant points really brought up there. So what we're saying, and if you go on to any of my social media channels, at Paul Trevo on Twitter or on Facebook, you'll find the link pinned we're asking everybody in the country to basically send out a letter to all their local TDs. And without going too much into it, there's a very simple piece of legislation that's coming up for renewal in this, between the 6th and 9th of June, that all TDs must vote on in order to pass. And it's basically taking away the right of your choice to go. And I fully respect that some people might be a bit worried going to a hotel or going to a restaurant, and we fully respect that. So we're saying we've sacrificed so much for the last 14 months, so the next sacrifice of the 4 weeks is you stay at home, and we fully respect that you don't want to come out and you don't think it's safe. However, the choice for a lot of people is that they do want to go out for dinner. They do want to go for a pint. Mm. And we can do this so responsibly. We can, in a restaurant, make sure that for something as simple as it's everybody from the same household. So you, your husband, your partner, your wife, your kids can all come out and sit on one table. And we're saying we're going to do it really well spaced out, exactly like how we did it last year. We've been asked to follow science. Leo Varadkar has stood and said inside the Shannon to say that there is no scientific proof stating that eating in a restaurant or drinking in a bar is any more safe or any more dangerous than in a hotel. There's no proof, so we're following science.
Yeah, you mentioned Leo Varadkar there. Sorry, he was speaking in the Dáil today, and Sinn Féin TD Imelda Munster was asking him about all of this in the Dáil. This is what he had to say.
You know, I understand the annoyance around the disparity between hotels and restaurants, but bear in mind, since day one, even during level five, even during the worst period of the pandemic, we allowed hotels to serve meals to their guests in their restaurants. So we don't want to take that away now. But I do appreciate that that creates a disparity now between hotels and restaurants. And I would anticipate that will only last for a few weeks. We're aiming for indoor dining to resume in July, but a lot can happen between now and then.
You know, he's saying, yeah, there is a disparity there. He understands it's very frustrating, but it's only for a couple more weeks until more people get vaccinated, Paul. And if we look at what's happening in the UK, they have around 70% of their people now have the first vaccine. And it's only next week that they're going to allow some limited indoor dining, with 70% of their people with at least one vaccination. We're only on 35%.
Yeah, and again, a great point. And where we're so lucky is that the frontline staff in the HSE are absolutely amazing. And they were prohibited earlier on for rolling out a good vaccine because of supply. The supply is no longer an issue, and they are doing over 250,000 a week, which is unbelievable. That's what they're doing now. So you can only anticipate that it's going to be even more every week. So we're 3 weeks away from the 2nd of June, give or take. And what we're saying is that the balance of the tipping point of risk between the vaccine and the risk of getting a serious dose of COVID is getting smaller and smaller every day as we go on, because we're trusting science and we're believing in the vaccine. So those 4 weeks, yes, there's always going to be a risk. And that's why we're taking it so seriously that we're going to do everything as per the government guidelines for last year and as the exact same as to how they're going to do in hotels. However, the balance of the tipping point with relation to businesses, particularly in rural Ireland, particularly in tourist hotspots, for those 4 weeks of us being closed in June, relates to simply a monumental, catastrophic economic disaster coming down the line in a couple of months. So what we're saying is
I'm not trying to underplay the challenges that businesses have faced over the last year, but it has been going on for a year now, and we're so close to being safe or a lot safer, and those couple of weeks could make all the difference in terms of everybody being an awful lot safer.
Yeah, no, and again, I fully respect that, and what's important to understand is that it's like, so if the government wants medical advice, they speak to medical professionals, likewise for economics. So, but nobody said anything to us. We would have pointed this out ages ago to them, and we would have turned around and said, guys, this is not going to work. But so where we are today is totally different to where we were last month, last week, and certainly 6 months ago with the vaccine rollout. So just so it's really understood that rural Ireland, we have come through. We've had no winter trade, we've had no shoulder season, and we're looking at potentially only 6 weeks of a summer season. I can tell you now, and every single business in rural Ireland will say the exact same thing, that will not get us through to the reset button of next season come next March. Mm-hmm. It just simply won't work. And Sarah, trust me, I don't want to turn around and come out with anything controversial. I'm saying what's definitely going to happen. I'm 20 years in business down in Killarney. This is exactly what's going to happen if we don't get open. And we just want the same level playing field.
I'll bring yourself back in on this, Cliona. Can you see any way around this? I mean, could there be some sort of compromise, perhaps, whereby people who have been vaccinated could go to indoor dining from next month? you know, so why not do that?
Yeah. So I think the absolutely safest thing is outdoor dining, and outdoors is so important. And, you know, really to put loads of economic support, loads of planning support into a hospitality trade so they can serve people outdoors. Unfortunately, the science shows that restaurants and dining are major sources of transmission of COVID, even with the absolute massive efforts that people working in the hospitality industry have put in. And there are numerous reports from all around the world about it being a major risk factor. So it's, in my view, obviously I'm not a restaurant owner, nor am I an economist, but in my view, it's probably one of the riskiest things to reopen. Much more risky than shops, much more risky than an environment where you can have people indoors wearing masks. And it's very difficult to ventilate an indoor space sufficiently to have it be safe when people
can't
wear
masks. Even if people
are
sitting down, you know, a table's well away from each other,
the
2 meters,
open. Oh, there was things in, there have been loads of case reports on, you know, people on the other side of the restaurant getting infected.
Because the masks are off, is that the key?
The masks are off and the air is circulating, so it's aerosols. It's not, we thought it was droplets which land quickly and don't travel far distance. That's what we thought at the start of the pandemic, but we now know it's aerosols. It's these little tiny particles that can go right around the room, and so I'd be going outdoors, unfortunately.
Lots of different views coming in on our text line in relation to this. One person says, my husband and myself are fully vaccinated now. We would absolutely go to a restaurant in June to eat. Another says, restaurants and pubs didn't do it safely at Christmas. Another says, did restaurant and hotel owners learn nothing from the blunder of last December? Still willing to risk another surge of the virus just when the end was in sight. But others are then are saying, let people get on with their lives. Those that fear life should just stay at home. But just Paul,
can I address
if you wouldn't mind.
So first of all, so we now have the data that says that that was not the case. And most importantly, which is absolutely crucial to every single publican in the country, the pubs weren't open. So the pubs cannot...
The restaurants were, though, weren't they?
The restaurants were open for a maximum of 2 weeks, and most didn't even reopen. And the data there is saying that it came in before that, and more importantly, that it was the UK variant. And as good as the restaurateurs are creating amazing dishes, none of us know the recipe for the UK variant. So this was brought in to the country.
Well, restaurants didn't create the UK variant. You know, that's absolutely true. But I think it's accepted that all the socialising at Christmas, and it wasn't just in the restaurants or in the pubs or the cafes, it was in people's homes as well, but the restaurants were part of it.
Absolutely. But it's also so important that we dismiss this outdoor narrative that the government has tried to push. And I understand, listen, the government are trying to do the best they can, and I fully understand that. But an outdoor dining narrative in Ireland is like an outdoor skiing narrative in the Sahara Desert. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. And judging from what Leo was just after saying, how things can change in a few weeks, is there is no doubt, because there has been huge public support from major and very well-respected politicians, from Jim O'Callaghan, from Charlie Flanagan, to Michael Healy-Ray, John Laforte, very, very senior politicians, that every politician in the country knows exactly the plan. They know going on. And I think deep down, they know that the plan is right. And I would not be surprised if in the next week or two, we will see that hospitality will return to
All right, well, we'll certainly keep an eye on it. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Paul Trevo and also Cliona Ní Chealaigh.